Hi, welcome to the Brown and Happy podcast. In our time together, I will share what it means to be brown and happy. For many of us, everything looks good on paper, but we're still not happy and living fulfilled lives. It's time to change this, and I can help. I'm your host, Dr. Payal Patel Gayal. Welcome back. We're going to continue our episode from last week with our lovely guest, Dr. Flora Sinha. And we're talking about assimilation and growing up, you know, in this culture with two different types of backgrounds. And interestingly, how it is to raise the next generation today in how there's some similarities, but a lot of differences. Tune in. We're going to continue with Dr. Flora Sinha, who is a physician and a coach.
Yeah. Yeah. Right? It's really a beautiful thing. I would have never imagined that I'd be going into Gia's classroom to talk about Diwali, like to the point where I have kids coming, like her friends come up to me every year, like, when are we doing the Rangoli?
Yeah.
When are we going to do the Diya? Like, they know our verbiage, which is, I know you and me didn't grow up that way.
Yeah.
And it was almost like a taboo topic, right? To talk about anything outside of, into our culture. So it really is a cool thing seeing our kids, you know, so be like proud of what they, where they are from.
Maybe this is something you can relate to for Halloween being an Indian princess.
Oh my God. Yes.
I know everyone's laughing when they're listening to this, but that was like, well, it was cost effective. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so like, it was already in our home, and then you can say, and I was like, I just want to be Lisa Simpson. Can I just be Lisa Simpson? So my birthday is on Halloween. So it's like a lot of different.
Oh, no way. Yes,
it's not lovely. And it's because it's like, well, especially right now, I don't do it because the kids are busy at school, and I choose that because they still like me right now. There's a point where they're not going to be into me and I'm fine with it. But I do remember like the desire to assimilate so badly. And I think it's such a gift to have people in our community who are going outside the box and doing things that are unique. And I think since I've been in this space, like I would have never found you if I wasn't like, oh, like what's on Instagram? Oh,
yeah. You know?
And then like, as I started following different people, because I was inspired, because their courage also encouraged me to talk about the things that were very painful in my life and sometimes continue to be so. And there's a lot of shame in our community talking about things that didn't go right. Right.
Absolutely.
Yes. And despite lots of therapy and, you know, doing a lot of work in coaching space, like sometimes people are like, oh, I don't know if I want to invest myself. I'm like, I have spent hundreds of thousands of dollars on mental health on myself. And it's the best money that I ever spent on me.
Absolutely.
Like, living in freedom now, like, and my clients too, like the ones who actually are like they're creating shift in their life and they're like, yep, this is what I want. Yep. This is what I want. This is not a no brainer. And then there's a lot of people who are like, I don't know, you know, if I'm ready. And one, we want you to be invested in wanting shift in your life. And we don't want to pull you into it. Mm-hmm. And also I know that sometimes you just need a little bit of a nudge.
Yeah, I completely agree. And I think other things that may factor into it is things that we already talked about, right? Like the scarcity mindset, like, yes, I will spend money on a new car, a new purse, because look, it looks good in the community, yet will not spend a portion of that towards working on myself. Mm-hmm. Or I don't have the time because I have three kids and I have a job and I don't have time to work on myself, yet I am still unhappy, unfulfilled, not content. And I still feel stuck. So, and I always tell, I even tell my patients, it's like, I can't force you to do something that you're not ready for. Right. I am here to give you guidance and education from a very specific standpoint, from a well-experienced standpoint. You got to meet me maybe 30% of the way. Mm-hmm. I can come further. And whenever you meet me 30% of the way, I am here waiting for you. I'm not going to go away. And I always tell, I tell everyone this just because I think there is so much stress on that all or nothing, right? Like you got to go all in and you got to invest all your money into this when that's not reality. These are small goals as coaches and physicians that we ask our patients to start working on. You can exercise 7 days a week. Cool. Start with one.
Yes.
One day a week for 3 months. Yes. 10 minutes. Yes, that's all. Walk around your house, go up and down your stairs. If you don't have stairs, just walk around in circles. Anything for you can do for 10 minutes a week and build on that. Like, it doesn't have to be a huge, overwhelming life haul.
Yes.
Because that's not sustainable. No. And so I think a lot of these fears that of wanting to work on yourself stem from a lot of the things that we talked about, and a lot of things that, you know, we've grown up with. It really does put a damper on progression.
I think that there's a false belief that you have to burn everything down to be able to work mm-hmm. on yourself. And I think that's the most BS thing that we believe. And I'm in it. Like, I used to believe that, you know, before, oh, if I do therapy or if I get a coach, then I'm going to have to, you know, change everything in my personal life. I'm going to change everything in my mm-hmm. career. And it's like, no, you don't have to get divorced. You don't have to stop talking to your mother. the stuff I tell my coaches were like, because sometimes we'll bring stuff to our coaches and it's a different culture. So they're like, oh, set a boundary. Don't talk to them anymore. I know you set boundaries. And we're like, no, you don't understand. We live in an enmesh culture. So it's a very different outlook. And just knowing and working with someone who understands that your mom calls you, or if you don't call your mom, she's going to think something horrible happened to you that day. Or like, what's for dinner is a normal thing to ask.
yes. I think my mom still was like, what I eat for all meals of the day.
Like, what are you feeding your kid? I'm like,
nothing. Oh my goodness. Nothing. She's starving. In
yeah.
Corner,
yeah. Actually, obviously she looks malnourished. Right. So, so I think like it's important. This is what I'm going to end with this, guys, but really like there's so much value in supporting other women in our community doing things that are out of the box, right? Because we're really putting ourselves out there and it's not easy. And I don't think you would talk about this enough to be in a space where we don't have people like us. And that's why I wanted to connect with you, Flora, because we're doing such important work and we're helping so many people, but I want to support other brown entrepreneurs. We should all support other brown entrepreneurs because when we lift each other up, which is kind of counterintuitive to what we've been taught is a competitive nature.
Yes.
No, let's lift each other up. Like, I didn't need the Chutney Life book. I could have just got it, right? But I wanted to be like, oh, dude, like, I'm proud of you for doing something. Like, I didn't have to write to Pyle saying, kudos to you for not going to the White House for Diwali. And we had a conversation about this. You know, like, there's a lot of different things that happen that I'm like, you know, let's support each other. And we've all have our own challenges, some similar, some different. But what's important is as a community, like there's accountability, there's support, there's love. Mm-hmm. Let's like nurture it.
Yeah. I love that you brought that up. I mean, there's such a competitive culture that was ingrained into us, especially between women. And that, you know, you must be better, look better, you know, do everything better than her. And it's like this collective her, when in reality, growing up and even in medicine, I don't know in pediatrics, but I know in medical school and residency, like there was a competitive culture, like everyone needs to one up each other when, hey, you guys, guess what? We're all doctors here. Yeah. We are all on the same playing platform. And in reality, there is enough room, which is why I love connecting with people who are doing similar work, who look like me, sound like me, all the verbiage that you're using. I'm like, oh, yes, this is what I crave. This is what I love. And so there isn't room for everybody here on the top. And I say here on the top because I think we all need to inflate ourselves a little bit. I think that's okay.
Yeah.
We can't downplay what we're doing. We don't need 5 million followers. We don't need all these external factors saying that we're important. We are important. We're doing things that are important. We're helping. We are in the need of self-care and in the field of service. And I think that in itself is it's good enough. And we're going to continue doing it.
Oh God, it's more than good enough. I think that being pioneers in spaces is exhausting and lonely sometimes, especially in entrepreneurship. Yeah. And so one of the things that I actually talked about on Instagram today was like, I feel lonely sometimes. And so I want to make more friends in my real world, right? Like, yes, virtually it's this and that. And so like, I was at kickboxing this morning and I was like, hey, would you like to get coffee to someone else? You know? And they're like, yeah, sure. It's like, and then it was just interesting how that worked. And it felt so uncomfortable. And also like, what's the worst that could happen? Like, what's the worst that could happen when I asked you, do you want to be in my podcast? You could have been like, no, I don't want to be in your podcast. I don't care about you, whatever, you know? I'm like, you weirdo, why do you want to add so? But I was like, you know what? I'm a very awesome person. And I repeat those things out loud too, which I think sometimes people find it funny that I say good things about myself out loud. I'm like, because I've spent more than 4 decades not saying good things about myself. Yeah,
those are your affirmations, right? They are the way we talk to ourselves is seriously the foundation. Like the way you talk to yourself has led you to not only do this amazing work, but to reach out to me, right? To kind of let go of that fear of judgment and be like, I am awesome and I'm doing great things. So I'm going to reach out to somebody else who I feel I'm going to connect with, and I'm going to take a chance. And if she doesn't answer me, or if she says no, or whatever the reason may be, cool. Not the time, not the season. Let's move on, because I'm still awesome and I'm still doing good work.
Not attaching your self-worth to all these external things. And oh my God, it's such a gift. You guys, we can talk for so long. I'm actually going to split this into two separate episodes, because usually they're much smaller, but then I saw it. I'm like, you know what? Like, this is so good. Instead of like doing two, I'm like, let's just divide it. So you're going to get this too. Love that the end of 2023 is going to have two lovely episodes with Dr. Flora Sinha, physician and coach. Thank you so much for joining me.
This was awesome. Thank you so much.
All right, you guys. Hope you guys have a lovely day. Please follow her, write to us. Like, we'd love to hear from you. If you have something to contribute, you disagree with something, you have your own thoughts, like, please tell us. Like, let's like grow the conversation. All right. Have a good day. Hey, if you're finally ready to start being happy, I invite you to join my list. This is where you'll have access to all my workshops, coaching, and pearls. Just head to my website, www.payalghail.com. That's PayalGhail, and join my list. I can't wait to meet you.